Jeff Alexander leans against a concrete barrier on State Street. He offers thin copies of Street Pulse to people as they pass by. More papers spill out of a messenger bag by his feet.
Would you like a paper today? It's on behalf of the homeless for the area?
No, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Street Pulse serves as a source of income for people who would rather sell newspapers than beg for change on the street. Alexander has been homeless off and on for the past 3 years. When he helped start Street Pulse 2 years ago, he was spending his nights sleeping by Lake Mendota.
I met one of the students at a free meal site here, and she had mentioned that they wanted to put a paper together, a homeless newspaper, modeled it after the large city newspapers. And I have a strong publishing background, digital design, layout, that type of thing. And I thought, geez, you know, I want to be on board right away.
Like other street newspapers, the monthly Street Pulse focuses on local news and social justice issues. Alexander and many of the reporters, columnists, and editors of Street Pulse either are homeless or were homeless at one time. The rest of the staff are students and volunteers from the community. Alexander says producing and selling the paper helped him regain self-confidence and get back on his feet.
So now when people ask me, when they give me the dollar, they say, well, where does this dollar go? Well, I say, well, I purchased a paper for a quarter, and the rest, pretty much the 75 cents, goes right to my landlord. And that's a good thing to say and tell him I'm off the street now.
The first street papers emerged in the U.S. nearly 20 years ago. Today, there are about 24 nationwide, mainly in big cities like Chicago, New York, and Seattle. Producing such a paper can be difficult because its core members, students and the homeless, live fairly transient lives. But Alexander says they've solved this problem by holding their weekly editorial meetings at a local coffee shop. It's one of the many ways in which the paper relies on local businesses for support.
It's an interesting story for us to provide more details to our readers about what the program does, because I think it's one of the most influential programs that we're...
That's Will Workman, a veteran journalist and Street Pulse's editor-in-chief. He says the all-volunteer paper can actually do more original reporting than mainstream papers.
The homeless have an advantage because many of those people generating those news stories don't have the kinds of sources that homeless people do. I mean, homeless people are on the street. They're at street level. Perhaps there are stories out there that we can turn up. There's some muck that we can rake.
Before Workman came to the paper, the staff's inexperience made it hard to be taken seriously. Workman says the paper is improving, though, and soon readers will buy it for the news, not charity. But still, Workman says the heart of the paper will remain the poetry, artwork, and opinions of members of Madison's homeless community, like Jeff Alexander.
This is something I wrote up when we first put the paper together. This is about a year and a half ago. The challenge is real. Why do people take better care of their pets than their neighbors? Why are families breaking down? Why are an increasing number of people who don't fit a narrowing groove of dependency on a self-serving elite cast aside to survive on the streets here in the richest country in the world?
Mike Ewing, Wisconsin Public Radio.